Yeah, no, we're going back now.
All right, fire away. Tell us about the two newest Anaheim Ducks. Let's start in order.
Cam Fowler was one of those things that kept going, the numbers going down, and the two defensemen were still there, Cam Fowler and Gormley, and just, okay, and we got lucky that a bunch of teams were looking for forwards. I think it started with Columbus when they took Johansson, and it kind of just snowballed from there, and more and more opportunities, and we got very lucky today.
In all your draft projections, did you ever think that Cam Fowler would fall to you?
No, we had no, we had inquired about moving up to three or four. I talked to Dale about it, and they all wanted one of our good young forwards off our NHL team to get anywhere near that. We weren't prepared to do that, so it was something we never thought was possible. Both of them. We're looking over at him, and his head kept getting lower and lower, and because he was a great interview. Our guys loved him in the interviews, and he's a nice young man. Our guys just, okay, well, maybe it's going to happen. And just, all day long we kept thinking about moving up, and finally we just said, no, things are falling our way. Let's just leave it alone, and it turned out to be a real good day.
It's kind of like Christmas coming early.
We're ecstatic. We never in a while as dreams thought it would be, get those two players on the first day.
Does it feel like you did trade up without trading up,
yes.
Staying pat?
Yes, it does. We haven't given away anything. We've done okay.
But talking about trading up, which players were you looking at? Fowler and who else?
At that point, any Fowler or Gormley, at that point, obviously we had Fowler higher. We did. But at that point, you don't care. You've got two guys so high on your list and they're still on the board. You're moving up to do something. And then we had a couple guys, and Emerson was there, and we just couldn't do it. There was nobody even talking at that point in time. So
Fowler says he's hoping to be on the NHL roster in October, obviously. What about your projections for his career?
Well, he's... it's against all my instincts ever to do that to a young man, but if he makes our hockey team, he makes our hockey team. That's the way it's going to be. That's the way the game works with the cap now. You can't wait like you used to wait. The young guy makes your hockey team, he makes your team. So we're going to do our best to get him ready to make that team next year.
Other than the interview, what is it about Emerson Edom that excites you about joining the franchise?
He can flat out fly. He can fly, and we need some speed. We got some good young forwards in Chicago and Anaheim, and Chicago won because of speed. So we were looking to get some speed.
How quickly do you just want to go up there on stage and hand him the jersey?
Like pinch yourself, it might not be true. We were in a hurry. Yeah, I'm not lying. We were happy.
What did he say to you when he got up there?
Oh, he was happy. I think he was relieved because he was getting, those guys, there's so much pressure on these kids these days. We just heap a lot on 18-year-old boys and the pressure and thinking you're going somewhere, and then, you feel bad for them. And it's like if one of your boys, you wouldn't know what to say to them. So he was a relieved young man.
Do you have any calls that when you got to 12 of trade offers for that pick?
Oh, yeah. We had some when I was down at 9 and 10, and we just said, at one point, we had a lot of things going on. And I just, no. We knew we were getting one of the two defensemen, but it was no way.
And what about the 29th? Were there offers for there as well?
A lot earlier, but not near the end. Right near the end, we were just holding our breath. And it happened.
Bob, what do you do for an encore?
Well, we go back and we work and see what we can try to achieve tomorrow.
Why did you find yourself just because
as I said a minute ago, I think it happened when Columbus took Johansson. We all looked at each other, that changes everything. And then everybody was going after forwards. I mean, a lot of teams wanted forwards. And then, we're not disappointed that they did.
Bob, nothing can compare them, but does Cam have some of the skills that Scotty have in terms of?
Oh, Randy, I don't want to do that.
Not being offensive, settling the puck, not a physical guy.
Yeah. And they both won a lot. You look at Cam, just look at his bio. It's, but don't do that to that poor boy. Scotty Niedermayer, Scotty Niedermayer.
Talk to me about the significance of draft a kid from Wuhan Beach who grew up in senior games.
Well, that helped, but it didn't have, he was there and we had him rated where we, so we got lucky with that. He was rated higher, so it didn't, you know, it helps. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for California. The hockey in California is growing like crazy. It's a good thing. And, you know, our ownership, Henry and Susan, are promoting that, and they want, so this all kind of fits in the whole scheme of things.
Having Scott Niedermayer as a consultant, will he be able to work with Cam Fowler in development camps?
I looked over and told Scotty, there's your first project. He's kind of smiled at me. We haven't. Scotty and I have talked about, we've thrown some ideas together. He's going to relax and be with his family for a while, and then we've talked about a few ideas. I'm sure Scotty will, if he wants to get in this business, today was a good way for him to start and see what goes on. And if he does, I'm sure he'll do it just like he did as a player. He'll be a professional. He'll learn it from top to bottom.
Does this change your plan for tomorrow?
No.
Do you have a plan for tomorrow?
Make the best player we can. No change.
Do you have any thoughts again? Get a third or a fourth?
I've tried, just like everything else. There's not a lot going on. We'll try. We'll see what happens.
Anything else? We're going to bring Emerson right here, okay?
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.